Okay, we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the middle of the Mishnah. Let's start again from the fourth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know it's a little slow go, but that's fine. Shnayim Shekitshu Shnei Achis. Two brothers married two sisters. Zayni Adai Zekiddish, Zayni Adai Zekiddish. And no one knows who he married. So Zayn Nashin Shnei Gittim, Zayn Nashin Shnei Gittim. Meisu, they died. Lazach, Lazach, each had a brother, and they don't know which is the Yavama, right? So Reuben has a brother, and Gershon has a brother, and they don't know who's the Yavama, who's Yavama. So Zayn, Chaylus Yishtayim, Zayn, Chaylus Yishtayim. Each brother gives Chalit to the both. Now here we got to yesterday. Echad Lazach, Ushnayim Lazach. Sorry, Lazach, Echad Lazach, Shnayim. Reuben has one brother, Gershon has two brothers. So now, there's two problems here. Number one is, one of them is gonna, if Reuben marries any of the two, he might be doing two Yisurim. Number one, he might be marrying Achayzuk of Kassoy, which is a rabbinic Yisur, but he also might be marrying Gershon's Yavama. If Reuben's brother marries any of the two, besides marrying the sister of the one waiting for him, he might be marrying a woman who's not allowed to marry anybody else but her Yavam until she gets Chalitza. So, Ayochet Chalitza Shtayin. He's got to give Chalitza to both. To cover, to free these women. They're not free yet because they still don't know they might be bound to Gershon's brother. But at this point, at least, Reuben has freed them from his bond. Each, wherever one was his Yavama is now free from him. Now, forget about Reuben. He's out. Reuben's brother is out. Now Gershon has two brothers, and there are two ladies here. One of them is the Yavama, and one of them is the Yavama's sister, who no longer is bound to Reuben's brother. That's taken care of. So now we're just looking at Gershon's brothers with two women. We have no Reuben's brother is out of the picture. He did what he had to do, and he went to Florida. Now all we have is Gershon's brothers, and one of them, there's two brothers. One of them has to give Chalitza. So one of the two things happened. Either he freed the Yavama, and the sister is a free lady, never was bound to Gershon's brother to begin with. Or he freed the wrong lady, but then the other brother can do Yibam and do Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam. And there's no fear of Achayzuk HaKatzai, because in case the other woman was the Yavama, she got Chalitza. So one brother gave Chalitza, and the other brother, if he wants to, can marry the other one. Call it Yibum, call it marriage, call what you want to call it. It might be Yibum, it might be a marriage, but either way it works. So Zeh Chaylet, Echad Chaylet, Ve'echa Miyadam. Kuntzu, the Kadmu, the Kuntzu. One of these two decided to marry. They didn't ask the rabbi, and one of them married Rachel, and one of them married Leah. At the end of the day, by now, there's no Achayzuk HaKasai. There's no Yavama L'shuk because Reuben's brother took care of business. And now it was only a question that the first one who married might have done an Isser, a rabbinic Isser. He didn't ask, didn't violate the Beden. He forgot to ask or he didn't ask. So now we look at and say, at this point, the Zik is off anyway. So even if he married Achayzuk HaKasai and lived in rabbinic sin, but then his brother went and did Yibum and took it off. So therefore, there's no problem. So Kadmu V'Kantu, A Metzian Miyada. That's what we said. So did we do a Rashi? I think we did Rashi. Let's repeat the Rashi anyway. That way we'll get it clearer. Hayachid Chaylet Zishtayim. Sorry, the Rashi before. Shnayim Shekid Zishtay Be'achid Zay Nachrim. The two people are not related. Reuven and Gershon are not related. Zay Chaylet Zishtayim. The Chochad V'chad Minayu Asu Yivumei. Can't do Yibum. The Doma Ba'chayis V'kosei. Paga, right? He can't do it because it might be Chayzuk Kasa, but it's even worse. He might be marrying Yavama L'shuk. He might be marrying Yavama that's bound. Yachid Chayzuk Kasa, because the breach is low. Shev Shalom Liyavim Hoi Kaidim Chalitza B'Shem Chayzuk Kasa, but Lei Lacha Chalitza B'Shem Chayzuk Kasa. He can't marry one of them. Either way, it's also to him. Levicha Chayav Asa Liyavim, Yachid Tzchila L'shtayim. Let him give Chalitza to both of them, because he's a Haitzi Haitzi Shivim to miss Yavama L'shuk, to remove the Issi Yavama L'shuk from the one that hits the Yavama. He frees both of them. to remove the Zika imzui, if it's the right one, that her sister can marry the second brother, whatever way, if the second sister is the real Yavama of Gershon's brother, so fine. And if it's the sister of the one who was the Yavama, by Gershon's first brother giving Chalitza, he removed the Zika. So either way, the second brother can marry, let's say if Gershon's brother, first brother gives Chalitza to Leah, so the second brother can marry Rachel. Either Rachel is his Yavama, and even if it's not, Leah was the Yavama, but the first brother took care of the Zika, so there's no Achaytu Kukas. Now we get into the... None of these women can marry a Kayan because they each received Chalitza, right? One brother gave, Reuben's brothers gave Chalitza to both. So they're both Safik Chalitza. Now we're going to see what happens if this is going to come up. What you're bringing up now is what if somebody, we'll see, let's give the Gemara a chance. Now we get into the next case. Lezeshnayim, v'lezeshnayim. So let's keep our heads straight. Reuben had two brothers, and Gershon had two brothers. I wish I could give them names, but I think I'm going to complicate it more if I start giving six names. Reuben had two brothers. Let's call them Shimon and Levi. And Gershon had two brothers. We'll call them Kohath and Merari. So Gershon, Kohath and Merari, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Gershon married two women. One of them married one, one of them married the other, and they don't know who they married. Reuven and Gershon are totally not related. That's why Gershon, right? There's no... Reuven and Gershon married two women. One of them married one of them married the other, and they don't know who they married. Now, they both die, and they both left two brothers. Shimon and Levi, Reuven's brothers, and Kohath and Merari are Gershon's brothers. That's all it is in the Torah. That's why I picked those names. Gershon, Kohath and Merari were brothers. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi were brothers. So here you have two women. One is bound to either Shimon and Levi, and one is bound to either Kohath and Merari. But we don't know which is which. So what happens is as follows. Let Shimon and Kohath give Chalita to one of them. Shimon gives Chalitza to Rahu, and Kohath gives Chalitza to Leah. Now, they might have gotten the right ladies. They might not have gotten the right ladies. We don't know whether Rahu was bound to Reuben's family and Leah was bound to Gershon's family, or vice versa. But meanwhile, Shimon gave Chalitza to Rahu, and Kohath gave Chalitza to Leah. Now, Levi can marry Leah. And Merari can marry Rachel. Because when Levi marries Leah, Monoshech, was she the one bound to Kohath and Merari? Kohath freed her. Was she bound to Reuben's brother Levi? He got Zibum. Right? And the Zika was off Rachel anyway because Shimon did Chalitza. So Shimon did Chalitza and did one of two things. Either he freed his Yavama, or he took off the Zika off the picture from his side. And therefore, Leah is a free lady to marry his brother. Kohath gave Chalitza to Leah. Either he freed Leah, or he took off the Zika, right, Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel. So either he freed Rachel, and by freeing Rachel, Leah becomes that no more Achaytu Kukasai. And meanwhile, Kohath did it to Leah. So he freed Leah. Or maybe he didn't. So then Levi does Yibum to Leah, and Merari does Yibum to Rachel. So Mamorshah, nobody did an issue here. If they got the right ones, they did Yibum. If they got the wrong ones, they were freed. I hope I'm explaining myself. Zechaylet la'achas. Achim shoseh chaylet li'achas. V'achim shoseh chaylet li'achas. Achim shoseh miyabim chalutzasa shoseh. The brother of one can be meyabim the chalitza of the other. Levi can marry kahatzas chalitza. V'alchav shozeh meyabim chalitza to shozeh. And Merari can marry Shimon's chalitza.
Totally gone here? Totally gone.
There's no Eshesach. They weren't brothers, Reuven and Gershon. They were totally strangers.
But we don't know if this one's married to this one or that.
So again, so Rachel and Leah are Suffolk married to Reuven. Reuven died. Shimon gives Chalitza to Rachel. So if she was the one married to Reuven, she's free.
She married one of the brothers now?
She, again, he wants to do Yibum. Levi wants to do Yibum. Shimon can't do Yibum. Meaning, pick your brother. I'm just...
Either Yibum or it's a Nachris.
Okay. Exactly. And she's not Chalois the Kukasai because the Zika was removed by the other brother. Okay. Dr. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. If Rachel is Levi's Yavama, Shaper Nasa. I'm sorry. If Leah is Levi's Yavama, married good. Chara Achav Lechalot Zuzuel Lachaisa. Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel. Shlohais Yavamta, who wasn't his Yavama, Vein Eklum. Vilav Yavamtai. And if Leah is not the Yavama, Shaper Nasa Nachris. So she's a Nachris. Shim the Imishim Achaisa Kukasai Lekha. She's not his Kukas sister. Because Shara Alcholitz Achav Lachaisa she Yavamtai. Because then Shimon removed the Zika, the Pakazika. Vimishim Yavama Lashuk. I, she might be bound because she's Gershon's wife, right? Harry Holtz is Umana Yonkut Shiachbaila. She did get Chalitza from Kahat. So Leah can marry Levi. If she's Levi's Yavama, great. If she's not Levi's Yavama, so what's the problem? She's Rachel's sister, Zika was removed. She's Yavama Lashuk, it was removed by Kahat's Chalitza. So therefore, Levi can marry Leah, and Merari can marry Rachel.
Yeah, right. I mean, this goes back to yesterday. Moshe is asking his rights in the brother's properties and that at all. Now that he did this.
My friend did not ask this. My friend was busy with Tzuba. You're asking Yerusha,
yeah.
Right? Does Levi inherit? Can he claim complete Yerusha? No. It would be Mamon Hamotu B'Safik. I don't know what the halacha would be because nobody's a mukhtar here. Right? Usually you have them Yarshans. But Shimon can claim, this is not your Yavama, and I get half.
Shimon
gave Chalitza to Rachel, right? He's the other brother. Shimon and Levi are Reuven's brothers.
Also gets...
Well, if there's no Yavam, then the two brothers split.
Why?
El Tirusha, forget it. Forget Yavibum. Guy dies and he has, and whatever, there's no Yavam. But the brothers inherit. So now, if there's Chalitza, the brothers inherit. If there's Yibum, only one brother inherits. You're right. So here now they go to Din Torah. Levi claims, I was Miyabim Leah. And Shimon claims, you weren't Miyabim Leah, you married Leah. Yeah, Leah is not your Yavama.
Probably 3/4 and 1/4.
Yeah,
again, I'm not paskening. I'm not going to speculate. You're paskening Mama and Amut HaMasavik Chalkin. Not so simple. There can be other solutions here. I'm not sure. I would also have said that, but I don't know if that's true. Dr. Commissioner Weiter. Kadmu Shnayim v'choltu, lo yibmu ha-shnayim. Let's say, Reuven's brothers, Shimon and Levi, gave Chalitza to both women. Shimon gave Chalitza to one, and Levi gave Chalitza to the other. Right? They didn't have to. Levi could have been Miyabim the other. But he didn't. They didn't have patience. They have a business trip coming up, Shimon and Levi. They said, you know, let's get care of business. You do Leah, I'll do Rachel, and they'll be free. Let them do whatever they want, and we're out of here.
Chalitza?
Chalitza. So now, Gershon's brothers are left with two ladies, one of them Yavama, and one of them a stranger. So lo yibmu ha-shnayim. Shimon gave Chalitza to one, Levi gave Chalitza to the other, to both sisters. So as far as Reuven Zeke is concerned, it's gone, it's out of here. These two brothers want to get Reuven's money, they're going to split it evenly, they want to go on a business trip, they said goodbye. Now Gershon's brothers have two ladies waiting, one is the Yavama, and one is a stranger. So you can't do Yibam right away because it's a Chaisu Kukasai. It might be a Chaisu Kukasai. Right? If Kahas were to do Yibam to Rachel, maybe Leah is the Yavama and he's marrying the sister of his Yavama. So the first one has to give Chalitza, then the second one can marry her. So like Yibam Lashnayim, as we said before, a chayzuk kasa is an isser, but if they didn't ask Bethel and they did it, and then the zika was removed, so we say, forget about it, just stay married. Rashi. Kad mushnayim, achim she'echad, v'chal tu l'shteyem, shum l'yad he'zivim, they didn't know which one's the Yavama. Lo yibbu hashnayim, oysam acherim, the other two brothers of Gershon's, should not do ze'ezel v'ze'ezu. They can't say, we'll both marry. The kama, the nasav, the first one that marries, ikulamema zu'yachai zu'kukasa. You could say it's the sister of Zukuka. Ela echad chay l'tchilis v'achas, v'echad miyab l'shniyem emanoshach. One does chalitza, and one can do im yivem tihi shaper. If he got the right one, good. M'lav yivem tihi, b'achai zu'kukasa l'ipagam. He's not marrying the sister of Zukuka. Sharekhal l'tchokam l'yivem tihi. His brother gave chalitza. V'yivam l'shuk nam yileka. And there's no problem of Yivam and Lashuk. Shari Chalitza Maki Baila. She got Chalitza from Reuven's brothers. If Gershon's brothers went and did Chalitza, and they didn't come ask Bezen, we don't take it out. Because the worst issue is this, they married Achais Kuka. But this is one of Rishainim. You could say he married his Yavama v'shaper nasav, u'basar nam v'shaper nasav nachri. It means theoretically it might not have been achay zikuka. It might yes have been achay zikuka. V'inam yavi ipcha the kama bokeh achay zikuka. Even if he did marry achay zikuka, kibush b'asheni v'yibma, since the other guy came and then did yibam, pakah zikasam achav, v'utrula ishtay, v'yisur v'avid, he did an iser. But achay zikuka is an iser that gets removed. So he did an iser, but it's gone now. So let him stay married. Now that's only as Avraham Cohen pointed out yesterday, because he didn't ask Bezen. Had they asked Bezen, and Bezen told him no. And they did it anyway, it would be a different story.
Why not just a
I'm sorry?
Why not just a suffix of Rabbanim Akula?
Chatchila, we don't let a person marry a Zukuka. But Chatchila, we don't say it.
Why don't you just say something to
Rabban? I don't know. I don't have the answer. Sometimes Rabban will say, we don't want it done, I know.
I mean, but this would be not an iser, deraisa a law, you know, it's typhus, we wouldn't let him stay married.
Absolutely not. Because the law is still there. Not removed. Chayt the kuka. Yeah, Essay says in the first beat, we went through this a million times. Sorry, a million is an exaggeration.
And the answer is?
That Essay Dachalai says is only in the first beat. There's no Essay to stay married to Yavama.
Was she inking by,
It's not Asr anymore. It went away. The Isr went away. The Lav doesn't go away.
But it goes away?
Yeah, because the other brother did Yibum to the sister. So the Zeke is gone.
So
can't because it might be a Chayt of Kukasai.
But only because it's finish now. Why can't he stay with her?
He can't stay with her. We're saying
why?
Because there's no Isser anymore. The Isser went poof. It's gone.
No, but what I was saying is something else. If you have a Drabbanan Isser,
the Isser is only while there's Zika. It's gone once the other brother did what he did.
If there be a Drabbanan Isser. Would we still let him? Let's say there would be. Let's say there would be a Drabbanan Isser. If there would be a Drabbanan Isser that stayed,
we would not let him stay married. We don't let people violate Drabbanans. The guy married the Shnia Larayas, Drabbanan Isser. We let him stay married? Absolutely not.
This guy married
a chayitz gugatza, but it was removed afterwards by the other brother doing yibum or chalitza.
Afterwards?
Yeah. What happened was Gershon had two brothers. Kahas is supposed to do chalitza, and then Merari can do what he wants to the other sister. Kahas went ahead and married one. He did wrong, because he might be marrying a chayitz gugatza. But then Merari went and took care of the other one. Now, either married or gave chalitza. But now, whatever Zika there was is gone. So Mifra Kahas's wife, even if she's not the Yavama, is no longer a chayitz gugatza. The Zika was removed. No, it doesn't have to be Lamafreya. They did an Isser. Rashi at the end says he saw the Abed Abed. He doesn't say they never did an Isser.
Yavama
Lashuk was taken care of by the other brothers.
Oh, that's right.
The Yavama Lashuk is not an issue anymore. Reuben's brothers made sure that nobody's the Yavama Lashuk.
So what's the subject now?
Which of the ones was married to Gershon? The other one is Achai Zukakase till it's taken care of. Exactly. Something about that. Now we're going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. I think Harvey went into this yesterday. How does a person marry one of the two sisters and not know which one he married? Dr. Gemara, Shamat Mina, Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labiya Hava Kedushin. This is a Machlokes and Masechtes Kedushin. And that is, the Gemara understands that the way it worked over here is two ladies told the guy, we'd like to marry Reuven. They both appointed the same Shliach. They do us a favor, accept Kedushin for Reuven for us, for one of us, each one for themselves. Rachel asked, two sisters, Rachel asked, we'll call him Sam. Rachel asked Sam, do me a favor, accept Kedushin from Reuven. And Leah asked Sam, do me a favor, be my Shliach to accept Kedushin from Reuven. Sam comes to Reuven and says, you know, both of those sisters want to marry you. So Reuven said, I am being Mekadosh one of the sisters. And he gave the Kedushin to Sam without saying which sister. He said, I'm Mekadosh one of the sisters. This is called the Kedushin Sheim Mesurim Labia. This marriage will never be able to be consummated. Because Reuven will never be able to live with one because he doesn't know which one. Which is the one that Kedushin worked for. Sam accepted it for one of the two sisters. Reuven gave it to one of the two sisters. That is called a Kedushin that can never be consummated. Do they need a get or not?
Rabbi, why is that
a Kedushin that can never go on because it would be a Chayvei Krisus to live with any one of them? Maybe. We don't know. So since the Mishnah said, let me just finish. Since the Mishnah said you can have a case where two sisters are, one of them is married and we don't know who, must be that the Mishnah is telling me that this is the case that it happened. That Shimon and Sam accepted Kedushin for one of the sisters, and Reuven made Kedushin to one of the sisters, and nobody knows which one.
Sam, which one?
Why can't we stay?
He didn't know either. He said one of the sisters.
Whose choice is
it? Well, it should have been Reuven's choice. And they should have.
Why is such a thing even the Kedushin instead of good? Why, you forget the Bia, but why is the Kedushin?
Why not? He was Mekadosh one of the sisters.
Yes, you have to know who you're going to.
Who said that? Where does that halacha say? He's Mekadosh one of the two. He doesn't want to pick sides. He says, I love them both. They're both equal in my eyes. I don't want to make them a chalikas. I'm being Mekadosh one of the two. Let them work it out. They can't work it out.
You can't apply Brera here?
It's not Brera because it's not ever going to be clarified. This is not dependent on future clarification. He's picking one of the two. He'll never know which one of the two.
But once he takes one of them, you say, oh, that's the one he meant.
No. Because he didn't say that. He didn't say, I'm going to take the one I take is the one I meant. Brera has to be spoken out originally.
Uh-huh.
Rabbi, can I just ask a follow-up to the question? You just answered the question, why would we even think that Reuven had to identify his bride? Why would we even think that? I'm not quite clear on that answer, just because it feels like a shtar to me. It feels like an agreement of some sort. And in an agreement, you have to identify the object of the agreement. You can't just say whatever. But let's say that's not true. If we turned it around and said it was Reuven who had sent the shaliach, please give this to some lady out, Jewish lady out in the universe who's eligible for marriage. Is he betrothed? Is Kedushin effective here?
Yes, the parents.
If he had.
Yes, whoever the shliach picked is the one Reuven agreed to.
So at this moment, even if they're not sisters, even if there's no closed group of eligible ladies here. Wow. Okay.
I got to run. Everybody should have a wonderful day.